Chapter 4. Clay's Party. It was already time for Stephen to leave us, to go on his college road trip with our dad. I was suddenly sad to see him go. He was my annoying big brother, but he was part of our summer family. I didn't want anything to change. Conrad and Jeremiah took Stephen to the airport. When he hugged me goodbye, he said, "Don't do anything stupid, all right?" His eyes were sad and worried. He was trying to tell me something, but I didn't understand. I said, "You don't do anything stupid." The next night, it was Clay's 4th of July party. Conrad and Stephen and Jeremiah always went to it, while I spent the evening at home with Susanna and my mother. But this year, Clay invited me to the party too. I was one of the big kids now. Life was good. I thought about the party all day. I wore jeans and a top, but when we got there, all the girls wore short skirts and boots. "You didn't tell me to wear a skirt," I said to Jeremiah. "You look fine. Don't be stupid," he said. And he went to get a beer. Going to Clay's party was a nice idea, but being there was different. I didn't know anyone, and I stood by the fire alone. Jeremiah was flirting with a girl, and Conrad was talking with some guys. That's when I saw a boy across the fire. He was standing alone too. There was something safe and comfortable about him. He looked like he was my age. He was taller than Stephen or Jeremiah, maybe even Conrad. He was so cute. I wanted to draw his face, and I didn't even like drawing. He saw me looking at him, and I looked away. Then I looked back, and he saw me looking again. He waved at me. I felt my face flushing. I walked over and held out my hand. Why did I do that? Who shakes hands at a party? He took my hand and shook it. "Have we met before?" he asked. I tried not to smile. Was he flirting with me? "Maybe you've seen me on the beach?" He shook his head. "No, that's not it." Then it was like the little light in his head turned on. He smiled suddenly. "Did you go to a Latin convention in Washington 3 years ago?"
"Yeah."
3 years ago, I still wore glasses, and my hair was terrible.
"I was there too," he smiled. "I'm Cam."
"I'm Belly," I replied. I hated that he knew me from before.
"Your name is Belly?" he asked, interested.
"My real name is Isabel, but everyone calls me Belly. It's stupid."
"You could be Izzy or Belle?"
"I'm not sure. I like Belle. It's pretty," I said. "Belle means beautiful in French."
"I know," I said. "I'm learning French at school."
Then Cam said something very fast in French. I couldn't understand him. I felt stupid. I wanted him to like me. I wanted him to think that I was smart.
"I have to leave soon. Do you need a ride?" he asked.
"No," I said. I didn't want him to leave already.
"I came with those guys over there."
I pointed at Conrad and Jeremiah.
"I thought that you knew them. The taller one keeps looking over here."
I looked over at Conrad. He wasn't looking. He was laughing with a blonde girl. He never laughed.
"Why are you leaving already, anyway?" I asked.
"I need to go home and study," Cam replied. Are you studying Latin? I asked, smiling.
No, I'm studying whales. I want to go on a boat trip to study them, and I have to take an exam next month.
Oh, that's great, I said. He was nice.
Maybe I will get a ride.
Wait here. I'll be back in a minute.
I walked quickly over to Conrad.
I'm going to get a ride, I said.
You're not leaving with someone you don't even know, he said in a moody voice.
I know him, and I can get a ride with him if I want to.
I started to walk away, but he took my arm.
People were starting to look at us.
No, you can't, Belly. Stop being a kid. If you want to go, I'll take you.
I tried to walk away, but he kept holding my arm.
That hurts, I said loudly.
It didn't hurt, but I wanted to embarrass him because he was embarrassing me.
Conrad's face turned red.
Go over there and wait for me to come get you.
You're a jerk, I said.
He looked into my eyes and said, and you're a baby. As I walked away, I heard the blonde girl ask, is she your girlfriend?
I turned round and we both shouted, no, at the same time.
Conrad said, her mom is best friends with my mom.
Now I knew that I wasn't important to him. I was just his mom's friend's daughter. When I got back to the fire, Cam asked, are you okay? I was trying not to cry.
Let's just go.
Cam stopped.
It's okay. I'll hang out here with you for a while. The whales can wait.
I wanted to kiss him then. I wanted to forget that I knew Conrad and just be there with Cam.
We sat by the fire, and he told me about whales, and I told him stupid things about my life.
When it got cold, he gave me his sweater.
I wanted to be his friend.
I also wanted to be his girlfriend.
Cam left when we left. I started to take off his sweater, and he said, that's all right. You can give it to me another time.
Here.
I'll give you my number, I said, holding my hand out for his phone. For the first time ever, I was giving a boy my number.
Conrad drove us home. He looked at Cam's sweater, but he didn't say anything. We didn't speak once.
I was thinking about Cam.
I thought, that was the best night of my life. A real guy liked me, and he knew me even before I was pretty.
I was cleaning my teeth in the bathroom.
Jeremiah came in and closed the door.
He was quiet for a minute.
Then he asked, why were you and Conrad fighting?
Jeremiah hated it when people fought.
He was sweet, but also annoying.
Because he thinks that I'm a baby, I said.
Things are really difficult for Conrad this summer. Can you try to be nicer to him?
I didn't know that.
What things? I asked.
Jeremiah looked down.
I can't tell you.
But we talk about everything. We don't have any secrets, remember?
He smiled.
I know, but it's not my secret.